What's up, everyone? Matt Anisis here. We are now on episode one, part A. I told you guys that we were going to start the second part as soon as it ended. I actually have a special guest on the radio show. I have Chris Walker. Are you there, Chris?
I'm here, baby. What's going on, Matt?
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Happy Sunday. We got Sunday. It's 9:13 a.m. And I was just finishing up my first podcast of a part one, just kind of the introduction. And I already have my first guest on here. I'm super stoked. The Heat Rock Show. I love it. So we got the Heat Rock Show, the owner and of an amazing digital marketing agency, investor. And I want to just jump right in because we have limited time. And for you guys that are jumping on today, I'm actually just going to talk about real briefly the power of association. Now, Chris and I met over 5 years ago, and we've never done any type of business together. We really just built our friendship. We've always come across each other in different parts of our life, but we stayed in touch. We stayed connected. We didn't know what we were going to do. We never had any idea. We just knew we eventually would do business together. And ironically enough, his daughter is about 6 to 7 months older than my daughter. So we kind of have a lot of things in common with our family, with our daughter raising a daughter. I have almost a 1-year-old son, but we have a lot of similarities. We have a big vision to change the world. And Chris literally took the time to step away from his business, but he came all the way to Texas on his way to Connecticut as he's teaching me and providing so much value, and I don't take for granted. So if you guys have an opportunity to learn from this guy, definitely do so. He has so much heat. I mean, if you guys think of the title of his radio show, Heat Rocks. I mean, he literally provides
rocks. I wouldn't even say heat rocks. He provides molders. He will take your vision and your mind to a whole nether 10, 15 years road. He's absolutely incredible. So, Chris, just real briefly, tell me the power. What is your feel and take on the power of association?
Wow. Well, first of all, Matt, thank you so much for that introduction. I don't even know how I follow that, man. And, you know, for those of you guys that don't know, Matt in his own right is a very successful entrepreneur and maybe the biggest person in this space to be learning networking from, because, you know, actually a lot of what I do has kind of come from what you've taught me. So in my opinion, the power of association, number one, it's everything. Right. A lot of people say it's not what you know, but it's who you know. And I believe there's a lot of truth to that. And a lot of people are kind of, I don't know, in my opinion, the biggest mistake people make in association is that, and I'm guilty of this also. And Matt, you and I have talked about this, is trying to put yourself before, you know, the other person. The power of association is actually, the real power of it is when someone is truly feeling that the fact that you're doing stuff for them for free and they're drawn to that. And like the power of reciprocation, you know, I know Matt, you and I talked about that. I think that's really important in this thing. But yeah, to answer the question, I think it's number one.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I strongly believe that as well. And one of my mentors once told me, and it's really stayed home to me, and I've watched it over the years, is just being a servant to people. Literally being a servant to people and truly, genuinely wanting to serve them. So that means when you're literally meeting anybody, it doesn't matter who it is, someone that you're going to basically give something to, or even if it's someone you want to literally take something from, you want to serve them any way you can. And I'm going to use this crazy example. Like, if you were to come across Mark Zuckerberg, the owner, creator of Facebook, like, what would you want to give him? Like, most people naturally are going to want to take something from him. They're going to want to tap into his network. They're going to want to basically take as much as they could, obviously, for free or however they could. But what you have to change that. You have to reprocess that mind. What would you want to give him? Like, obviously, he has everything he needs. He's a multi-billionaire. I mean, he has all the resources he needs. So truly, it's like you have to reprocess that mind and say, well, what can I give Mark? And that's something you might not know right away. You might have to build a relationship with him. You may need to find out something deeper about Mark that no one knows about. And so going back to the power of association, when you change that focus of serving people, and as you're meeting people, complete strangers, and ultimately, and maybe in the back of your mind, you know you're going to get something and you want something, you're literally going to change your network. You're literally going to change your association. You're literally going to change the way you look at people. So, so Chris, thank you for sharing that, because it really is very powerful when you do that and you change that and so forth. So briefly, Chris, tell our audience right now, you know, what is probably one of the most important things they need to do in this day and age right now, if they're listening to this for the first time, what heat rock do you want to give the audience right now? We're going to have audience, all kinds of audience. We're going to have people listening for life, listening for business, listening for purpose. What would be a heat rock in entrepreneurship? What would be a heat rock you wanted to give our audience right now?
Okay, so I'm going to start with something that almost seems a little opposite of what we're talking about, but it's actually the same thing, right? So I mentioned the law of reciprocation, and there's a guy named Robert Cialdini. He's a big time author. If you haven't read his books, you should definitely, you know, take a look at it. I think one of them's called How to Influence, the other one's Persuasion. But it's the big time sales books. Don't quote me on the titles, but you should go take a look at them and read them. And one of the things that he believes in and teaches is the law of reciprocation, right? And just because a lot of our audience, if you're going to be new to entrepreneurship and building networks, you kind of want to know what's in it for me. It's really tough to get to the level where Matt is. Matt's pure value, giving people everything about himself and like truly wanting nothing in return and getting stuff in return anyways. That's what the evolution of this thing looks like. But for you people to understand in the beginning, I know everyone's going to be like, well, what's in it for me building these networks, giving everybody stuff for free, right? Giving all my work for free. Well, what's in it for you is called the law of reciprocation. Whenever you do something for somebody, they immediately want to do something back for you. If you do something for free to someone, they're like, oh man, can I give you a dollar? Can I give you 10 bucks? How much do I owe you? Like, how many times do you, you know, you do something, you know, go to someone's house, you mow their lawn. They're like, man, can I give you like $5, $10? And then you're like, no, that's okay. Well, that is the biggest piece that you're missing out. So the what's in it for you is you do not want anything in return at the moment, but you do want to kind of put, you want to drop a little nugget, you know, in there. And it goes a little something like this. If I come and I do something completely out of the kindness of my heart for Matt, and Matt turns around and says, Chris, you know, man, what do I owe you for that? I turn around to Matt and I say, Matt, you know, I can't think of anything right now. Don't even worry about it, brother. Look, if the tides were turned and I needed something for you, I know that you would be there for me. And maybe sometime down the line, you know, there's something that I'll need from you. Does that work? And they say yes. Mentally, they have already kind of, they've agreed to pay you back with something. Later on, it could be information, it could be a connection, it could be those things that you want, but you lead with the value first. You do something for the other person first, and then you kind of leave that nugget on the back end, leave the door open, because what you don't want to do is say, you know, exchange, like, you don't want to close the exchange. Hey man, what do I owe you? Oh, you owe me nothing. Well, the transaction's done. Right? You're never going to get anything out of that relationship. And not that you want to begin thinking about that, but you want to think about giving people value, right? But you also want to throw that psychological kind of nugget in there, because it leaves the door open for you later to call in a favor. And the most important thing in business is a favor. Like, because the cheapest thing is a favor to get. Like, it's the most effective thing when you can get a favor from someone in a really good position. And that's why you should give as many favors as possible, because people need favors from you. They need free stuff from you. They need help. You know what I mean? So you help everyone as much as you can. And then you leave that law of reciprocation clause in there. Like, look, I know that one day I'll need something, man. And, you know, I know you're going to be there for me. And you say it just like that. I believe that you're going to be there for me. And, you know, whether or not they're like, absolutely, it doesn't matter. That's just your job, to give them value and to kind of throw that nugget in there. You know, that's actually the same idea of a thank you card. It's like when someone does something for you and they send you a thank you card, even though it's supposed to be closing the transaction one way, it almost makes you feel like you owe them something else. Like, they're like, thank you for coming to my party. You're like, you invited me to your party. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I need to do something. I got to bring a better gift or something like that. And that's kind of what this leads to. So, Matt, that's the golden nugget for me. I mean, I think that's one of the most important things. I hope that's, you know, valuable to your audience.
Awesome. Awesome. I love it. I absolutely love it. The law of reciprocation. Well, Chris, thank you so much for joining on. We're going to keep this podcast today. Episode 1, the very first podcast of the Madanesis Life, Purpose, Business, Entrepreneurship episode, along with Part A with having a special guest, Chris Walker. Chris, can you please tell our audience, where can they find you? What social media outlets are you in? Go ahead and drop that for them as well.
Okay, so on Snapchat, it's a little difficult to find me on there, so I would point you to my other channels. On Instagram, you can find me as Carlos Chris Walker on there. You can find me on Facebook as Chris Walker. And yeah, and my YouTube channel is Chris Walker as well. I'll be having a Heat Rocks podcast here on Anchor. It's the Heat Rock Show, and talk about entrepreneurship, real estate investing, social media marketing, how to leverage the internet. Yeah, and you know, my real estate website is realestaterescuegroup.com. I'm kind of all over the place, so you can find me on any of the other ones. They all point to each other, and yeah, look forward to that.
Awesome, Chris. Well, thank you again for joining on. Hope you have a great Sunday. Enjoy your weather, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you, brother. You too.
Hey, Nacho, thanks for joining in on my podcast. Hope you have a great Sunday. Let me know where you're from. Let me know if you have any questions, and thanks again for jumping in.